It's First Bank Sports Friday on Swift 98, The Spur, and the SVI Radio Network. And heading into a great guest joining us again this morning on First Bank Sports Friday, director Adam Irving is joining us today, and he's directing Rulon Gardner Won't Die. It's a premiere film premiering worldwide on June 3rd on OlympicChannel.com. Adam, good morning. Thanks so much for your time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me, guys.
We're excited to look at this documentary that you've had a chance to put together. And first, right off the bat, man, the title really does kind of capture the essence of Rulon Gardner. How did you decide to name it this? Rulon Gardner Won't Die.
Well, I have a friend in the advertising world who comes up with slogans for a living, and he helped me with this. We wanted something really bold that, you know, hooks you in, and it's pretty graphic, and we got a bit of pushback from some people on it because it has the word die in the title. But that's the kind of guy Rulon was, you know, who is. He's just, he's bold, and we just felt that was an appropriate title to capture his life and bring in some viewers who have never heard of the guy.
Well, I mean, for our audience, it goes kind of without saying because Rulon had more than one near-death experience after winning the gold medal. So, yeah, I think it's absolutely fitting. And again, we're with director Adam Irving and this film, Rulon Gardner Won't Die. So, Adam, why Rulon? When you're working, I believe this is a five-part series looking at some other athletes as well. How did you settle on Rulon and what drew you to him?
Well, the Olympics actually chooses the stories for the documentaries they want to do. And, you know, there are the Olympic stories that everybody knows. And they're looking for those stories that, you know, maybe if you're from the country that this athlete is from, you've heard of them. Or if you're from the state like Wyoming that the athlete is from, you've heard of them. But the average person, especially 20 years later, after this Olympic athlete has had their glory, maybe this person's gone into obscurity. So the Olympics, they're looking for great stories that, for whatever reason, just aren't as well known. And I was pitched, you know, the opportunity to direct a film about Rulon, and I hadn't heard of him. So what drew me into his story was just looking him up. And after reading, you know, two or three sentences about him on Wikipedia, I was like, I can't believe this hasn't been made into a movie before. This guy has survived everything. Plane crash, amputation, bankruptcy, tremendous weight gain. And he's won a couple Olympic medals and was a dairy farmer, you know. I just thought, there's no way to mess this up. It's such a good story.
You know, it definitely is one of those stories that the phrase truth is stranger than fiction. And it's one of those stories also that I even think those in our audience who feel like they know a lot of the behind-the-scenes things, I think they're going to learn some stuff about Rulon that maybe they didn't know before, that maybe was just more of a rumor or a discussion, and they're going to be talking about some of those things behind the scenes after the Olympic glory and going through some of the hardships that he has and maybe some learn some things that they didn't know before.
Yeah, I think, you know, when Rulon won his Olympic medals, you know, the story focused on the farm boy from the small town who made it onto the global stage and was on, you know, Letterman and Oprah and Leno and the cover of, you know, this magazine and that. But after Rulon sort of faded away, the coverage of him got more spotty and not that many people know exactly what happened in what I call Rulon's third act, you know, like the final, you know, the final stage of his story that we're now in is like, what does this guy do with the rest of his life? Now that he's like a regular person who goes to the bank and the supermarket and has to deal with the life of someone who in many circles used to be famous or used to be rich and has to figure out, you know, how to just be a regular dude for the rest of his life. So that's really what I was drawn to. And I think that's the part of the story that Rulon's maybe spoken the least about, because in some ways he's the least proud of that chapter of his life.
Adam, as far as directing a feature film like this, what are some of the behind the scenes as far as how long has this been in the works? When did this project start? And, you know, how many people are involved to pull something off like this?
Well, you know, just like with any movie, even in documentaries, there's a range. So, you know, budgets can range from a few hundred thousand to a few million, and production time can range from a few months to, you know, 25 years, depending on the film. In this case, this was one of the fastest films I've ever worked on. And a big part of that was because most of Rulon's story had already taken place. You know, we weren't following like a live courtroom trial, or, you know, we weren't doing an Olympic story where we don't know what the outcome is going to be. So it was really just a question of about a year ago, you know, reading Rulon's autobiography, getting him on the phone, building some trust with him, and then flying him out here to LA where I live, to do some interviews with him. So we did 3 straight days, 8 hours a day, 24 hours, getting his entire life story on camera, and then spending the next few months figuring out what are the most important parts and what are we going to show on screen while Rulon is talking. You know, who else are we going to interview? And, you know, of all his wrestling matches and all the crazy things that have happened to him, which could each be their own movie, how do we get these down to, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 minute scenes? So we filmed for a few months, we edited for a few months, and then, you know, did the final polishing and color correction, all the technical stuff, for another few months. So in all, it took less than a year to do the whole film, which is pretty quick for, you know, a proper documentary.
Now, this day debuts in early June, but the trailer for this dropped this week. In fact, you can find it at SVINews.com as well as many other places. I've always wondered, how do you pick what's going to be in the trailer after you've put all that stuff together and you got to try and tell a brief intro in 2 minutes? How do you go about that?
It's really hard, actually. People think that it costs more money to make a longer film or a longer trailer, but it actually costs more to make it shorter, because the more you cut it down, the longer it takes. You're trying more alternative ways of telling the story. I got to say, it's tough, because at the end of the day, the trailer is just hooking people in and giving them a taste for the film. But it's really hard to capture, like, the style of the film, for example, or the ways that it goes really deep and gets kind of sad. Because, you know, a trailer is just supposed to be fun and quick and peppy and draw your attention in. It's not necessarily a summary of the entire film. So if I'm being honest, you know, the way that we made this trailer is to just, you know, get people excited, get eyeballs onto this film, so that when they watch the entire film, they'll see that there's even more there than what's teased in the trailer.
Again, we're speaking with director Adam Irving from the Olympic Channel, and Rulon Gardner Won't Die will be available June 3rd, up and coming. Adam, just your final thoughts on putting this documentary together with Rulon. You mentioned his story and how broad and how depth it could be, but you also mentioned getting to meet him and get to know him in person. Aside from the gold medal Olympic athlete, and aside from the stories and the storylines, if you will, that have been his life, what was it like just to get to know Rulon Gardner the person, and what kind of impact did he have on you as you directed this film?
It was my first time really getting to know what you'd call a celebrity. You know, I've met celebrities before. I live in L.A., but I've never, you know, sat down and had a meal or, you know, spent multiple days with a really famous person. And I know it's such a cliche, but I learned that he's just a regular guy like everyone else who wants to be loved and respected and to have fulfillment in his life. And he, you know, eats and sleeps and goes to the bathroom like everyone else. So it was kind of cool to see that, you know, even though he's done these amazing things, he has the same challenges and fears and anxieties and hopes and dreams that everyone else does. And I saw that he's, you know, a human being. So I got to know his humanity and through spending time with him in real life. And that's what I tried to put in the film.
Director Adam Irving, First Bank Sports Friday. And again, Rulon Gardner Won't Die, available June 3rd at OlympicChannel.com, and also on all of its streaming apps for mobile and TV devices. You can watch it June 3rd. Rulon Gardner Won't Die. Director Adam Irving with us on First Bank Sports Friday. Adam, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Take care, guys.